Join us via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States said in a statement on Saturday it would invite Sudanese military leaders, political parties, and other groups to take part in a political process aimed at ending a crisis unleashed by a coup in October. UN mediation in the weeks after the coup succeeded in reinstating Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, but his resignation last week deepened uncertainty around Sudan's political future and a transition towards elections scheduled for 2023. Neighborhood-based resistance committees, political parties, and other pro-democracy groups have carried out an ongoing campaign of protests under a no-negotiation slogan, and crackdowns by security forces have left at least 60 dead. Unless a new course towards a transition and credible elections can be charted, more instability within and beyond Sudanese borders is likely, analysts and diplomats have said. An airstrike in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray killed 56 people and wounded at least 30 in a camp for the internally displaced. That's what two aid workers told Reuters on Saturday, citing local authorities and eyewitness accounts. Both aid workers, who asked not to be named as they're not authorized to speak to the media, said the number of dead was confirmed by the local authorities. The government did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but the government has previously denied targeting civilians in the 14-month conflict with the rebellious Tigrayan forces. The strike hit the camp in a town in the northeast of the region near the border with Eritrea, the aid worker said. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also download our app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. The former head of Kazakhstan's domestic security agency has been detained on suspicion of treason, the agency says, after he was fired amid unprecedented unrest in that country. At least 21 people die in an enormous traffic jam caused by tens of thousands of visitors thronging a Pakistan hill town to see unusually heavy snowfall. Three white men convicted of murdering an African-American jogger after chasing him in their pickup trucks are sentenced to life in prison in a case that highlighted U.S. tensions over racial justice. The total number of COVID-19 cases registered worldwide passed 300 million, with the Omicron variant's rapid spread setting new infection records in dozens of countries over the last week. The U.S. Supreme Court appears to be divided over President Joe Biden's COVID vaccination or testing mandate for businesses, with liberal justices strongly in favor and conservatives expressing skepticism. The Ethiopian government announces it is pardoning a number of high-profile political prisoners, including members of the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front, in a bid to promote national dialogue. The U.S. economy ends 2021 on a sour note with a worse-than-expected employment report that underscores the challenges awaiting President Joe Biden in the new year as the Omicron variant runs rampant and his legislative agenda stalls. The wait is finally over for Cameroon, which from Sunday hosts the Africa Cup of Nations 3 years later than initially planned, as its own indomitable lions measure up to the likes of reigning champions Algeria, the Senegal of Sadio Mane, and Mohamed Salah's Egypt. Acclaimed Chinese film director Zhang Yimou, who masterminded the spectacular opening ceremony of the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics, will reprise that role for next month's Winter Games in the capital, organizers announce. And Sidney Poitier, Hollywood's first major Black movie star and the first Black man to win the Best Actor Oscar, has died at the age of 90. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.